Hello, this is Mary Rose McGuire, Marketing Communications Specialist of Microsoft, and today I am talking with Brent Houston, CEO and Security Evangelist of Microsoft, continuing with our discussion of the Honey Point Manifesto. So the last time we spoke about the birth of Honey Point, as it were, why it was created by Brent, and today we're going to continue by talking about what the first part of Honey Point was, which was the Honey Point agent. So I have some questions and like to welcome Brent. So
hi. Thank you very much, Mary Rose. Thanks for having me again today.
Okay. Well, my first question is, what is Honey Point Agent? What does it do? And what is its role in the suite?
Well, I think last time we sort of talked about back in 2004, 2005, I really wanted to know how attackers were targeting hosts and how they were interacting with surfaces. And I needed a tool to sort of model and make fake stuff for them to interact with. And so the first sort of birthing point of that really was Honey Point Agent. So its role in the suite, it is the piece of code that emulates network services and offers them up for interaction with attackers. It essentially is a piece of code that runs as a service or as a daemon in OS X, Linux, and Windows. It is designed so that the user, the security admin, can configure it in a variety of ways. You can set up banners and responses. You can decide what ports will be assigned to different services. You can decide within the product whether it will be simple answering, simple emulation of a given service like mail or web or POP3, for example, or whether it will sort of use the Hornet Point behavior, which is a patent-pending application of defensive fuzzing, whereby the attacker connects to the service, and instead of getting a traditional sort of interaction with the service, Hornet Point will actually fuzz that protocol connection and attempt to crash the piece of software that's connecting to it. So it's sort of an ability for agent to be self-defending. It was the initial sort of birthplace of Honey Point, and today it has been consolidated into a single piece of code. Originally, each Honey Point, each piece of code that listened on a given port was a separate and discrete piece of code. Now there is a centralized service for that. So one service to rule them all, so to speak, with multiple listeners. And that's really its purpose. That's how it came to be. And Agent really represents sort of the evolution of that offering fake stuff for attackers to mess with.
Okay, that's great. My next question, you were kind of, I think, kind of getting into this a little more, but how, just beginning to get into it, how are people using Honey Point Agent?
One of the most fascinating things about Honey Point, as I alluded to in our last session, was that folks are continually coming up with sort of new approaches to it. They come back and tell us, these different components are useful in these new ways. And it's been really fascinating to watch how Agent has sort of evolved and sparked some of that. Initially, the product Agent was designed so that it would be an internal sort of detection system. You would populate Agent around various hosts, maybe on your servers, maybe on some workstations. And as machines got compromised, they would start to scan those hosts and you would be able to identify them. Or if an attacker, a bad guy inside, started to probe the network, you'd be able to identify them. That was sort of its initial mission. From that, it really grew out where folks started to use it inside their DMZs. There were a number of sort of a rash of break-ins where DMZ hosts were getting compromised, and Honey Point Agent, which was deployed in those DMZ zones, was able to pick up on some of that activity and pretty quickly identify that DMZ hosts had actually been popped. So I think that was sort of the next real breakthrough. Next came sort of an approach where folks started to expose these agents to the internet. And they were using the tool to continually monitor what their threat levels were. They started to be able to use Agent to gather pretty advanced frequency and insight into capability that attackers were using. So it was it became largely a sort of threat metric generation system. It just continually seems to kind of grow, and now we're seeing new folks add tools like blacklisting, integration with DNS blacklisting, and some of those types of things to make it an even more powerful tool inside.
Okay. My next question is, how can people use Agent with DNS blacklisting, and why is that a significant approach?
Well, I think, as I mentioned, this sort of came out of the blue for us. Folks were adding DNS blacklisting and combining that with Agent in some ways we never sort of anticipated. So what happens now is a number of folks deploy Agent in a listening mode. They then go on to do DNS blacklisting. And in the blacklist, they take these known lists of command and control servers. And they resolve those to Honey Point Agent. So what that's meaning for folks is as soon as a piece of malware breaks free inside the environment and it starts to spread among workstations, the workstations reach out to do their resolution of the command and control systems. They get the Honey Point Agent IP address back from the internal DNS, which means they send their traffic directly to Honey Point Agent. Now, the nice thing about that is it's basically the security admin. He or she can sit back and watch while the compromised workstations announce themselves. So instead of these guys, the security team, needing to go out and hunt for infected hosts, they've used Agent and DNS blacklisting together, two sort of older school technologies together in new ways so that the malware comes to them. And that has been a very powerful approach. It's the reduction in resources that security teams have experienced from that effort. It turns out to be about 9 times easier to do it in this sort of way. So you've got you have these huge, almost 90% reductions of resources to find malware. That's been very powerful.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's almost like they're being served on a silver platter, instead of them having to, you know, go into some kind of deep, dark place to hunt them and not even find them sometimes, I guess.
Absolutely. And it's one of the best pieces of feedback that we've gotten from folks using the Agent tool. It still has all of its traditional uses. There are a number of folks out there using it in its traditional detection role and even in that threat metric generation role. But when combined with blacklisting, folks are able to immediately see a return on investment. And it suddenly changes their real paradigm of what security is inside the enterprise.
That is great. Well, I just have one more question for you. And that is, tell us about Honey Point Decoy.
So Honey Point Decoy is essentially Agent running on either a virtualized machine or a physical piece of hardware called the Honey Point appliance, the Decoy appliance. What we've done is we've created a hardened Linux load. So if folks want to deploy Agent, but they don't want to deploy it on their existing hardware, that's how we originally suggested, because it requires much less investment. But if for political reasons or for their own reasons they aren't able to do that, we've created a hardened environment that is pre-populated with Agent, pre-configured, and the process of deploying it is greatly simplified. So that is what we call Honey Point Decoy. Now, Honey Point Decoy is a fully functional copy of Agent. It is available in these sort of three different flavors. There is a virtual appliance that is suitable for running inside of ESX, ESXi. So if you're a VMware fan, this is sort of your way. It'll also run inside of Hyper-V if that happens to be your solution, or pretty much any other sort of modern virtualization tool. Then I would say the next popular piece is there is a rack mount server available. So it is a fully 1U rack mountable device. And then lastly, we also have sort of a mini desktop footprint for it as well. It's about the size of a Mac Mini, and it's capable to be tucked into places or bolted onto a point of sale system. So it's a sort of utilitarian approach to the decoy appliance. But that's what decoy is all about. Putting agent in places that it wasn't easy to get agent to before, so that you can enjoy some of those sorts of population. Now, one of the interesting things about agent and decoy is that we've discovered that since we bind directly to the stack and not to a specific IP address or NIC, folks are able to use either agent or decoy in these virtualized environments to do something like deploy a single decoy, populate large portions of their darknet, or populate one decoy across multiple pieces of VLAN technology. So they're getting very large sort of detection footprints and visibility with that single point of detection. And that's been a very powerful piece of the approach.
Well, that is great. And I know that we have much more to talk about, but that is the end of this section, at least, of the Honey Point Manifesto. So thank you, Brent, for your time.
Thank you very much, Mary Rose. I really appreciate you taking the time to discuss this technology. I love to talk about Honey Point, and I just really appreciate your questions.
Well, you're welcome. And we will catch you guys next time, hopefully very soon. Thank you.
Stay safe out there.